Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're welcome to Alupar's teleconference to discuss the financial results of the first quarter of 2023. The audio and slides of this conference are being simultaneously transmitted over the internet on the company's IR website, ri.alupar.com.br. The presentation is also available for download. We inform you that all participants will be on a listen-in mode only during the presentation. And then we will start the Q&A session when more instructions will be provided. If any of you need assistance during the conference, please dial *0 and an operator will assist you. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward statements are based on the beliefs and assumptions of the company's management and on information currently available to it, that they involve risks and uncertainties because they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors and analysts should understand the conditions related to macroeconomic conditions and other factors also could cause results to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. In this teleconference, we have José Luis Godoy, our CFO, our IR, Luis Coimbra. Please, Mr. José Luis, you may proceed. Well, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for being here at our meeting for the presentation of the results of the first quarter of 2023. I'm going to open the session by discussing the most relevant topics we've had throughout this period. And then after that, I turn over to Luis Coimbra, our IR superintendent, who will make comments, and then we'll open for the Q&A. Or we can clarify any aspect you wish about the company or the market. So I'm going to start with the most relevant factors we've had in the first quarter, starting on page 3. The first one was the signature of the TNE shareholder agreement. It is a company with a specific purpose responsible for the transmission line, which will connect to Boa Vista, and it is being signed by Alupar and Eletronorte. This agreement determines how the management of the company is going to be during this period. And in Bahia, this is a partnership between Alupar and Aperfin. And this was the last project we had together with Aperfin, and we still had the option to buy. As you know, we had an option to buy 30% of the shares, of the Aperfin shares, and this was done. Now, in the past month, we purchased 14% of the social capital. The project is 466 kilometers long and an RAP of 66 million BRLs per year. And the third subsequent event was the extraction license for the ELCH project with Rangoni and other substations on the coast of São Paulo state. We also have Manuel da Nóbrega and an additional segment with Rangoni and another segment. And then with what we obtained recently was the license for the Manuel da Nóbrega segment. And so after that, we will only have to issue the license for the transmission line of Domenico Rangoni, which is in the northern shore of the state. It has an RAP of 67.8 million BRLs per year and an estimated reinforcement of additional 13.2 million BRLs. And then the fourth relevant event in the period was the dividend payment. They